producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Starting out the second hour of the weekend edition, Corey and I are chatting right now with one of the venture newsletter writers in Western Canada, Eric Coffin. I've known Eric for an awful lot of years. His information is truly unbiased, and his information is truly helpful to anyone who is interested in the industry. Now, you were talking with Eric just a few days ago at a conference that he and his colleagues put on in Vancouver, right, Corey?
Yeah, I was. Eric, you put together a presentation that I pretty much agreed with everything you had to say. You took the audience through the conventional markets, related it to the U.S. dollar, then talked about gold. I want to first chat with you about your assessment of the U.S. markets. We have seen them hit almost kind of a resistance point earlier this week and pull back a little bit when we are recording this. Can we get your assessment kind of on the broader U.S. markets and economy?
I've been concerned for a while now that the main major markets, and I'm talking about the New York ones, had rolled over in July and that we were actually starting a bear market here. I'm still a little bit on the fence about that, although I still think the most likely scenario is that we see a 20% pullback, well, between July, between the top and the end of this year. And really that's based on, well, three things really. One, of course, is China and the emerging market issues. And, you know, although Wall Street spent a lot of time trying to convince everybody China didn't matter, of course it does. It's the world's second biggest economy. And there's been a lot of spillovers into the emerging market economies. And there, too, you're seeing some weakness in exports to those areas. But the bigger issue that's being created in the last year with all of the, we're going to raise rates, we really mean it this time. The dollar's been very strong the last year, and that's actually hurting the U.S., and I've been concerned for a while that's going to have a bigger impact than anybody wanted to admit to. And you got to remember, when you're looking at the S&P and the other large indices in New York, I mean, these are multinationals. These guys are all exporters, so this stuff matters. You can't just slough off what's happening in the rest of the world. And you're seeing that impact now with a lot of the profit numbers weakening. It looks like we're probably going to have two negative quarters when it comes to earnings in the S&P. I can't think of a time that's happened when you didn't end up getting a 20% pullback after it. I don't know if we're going to get a recession in the U.S., but to me it looks like things are going to slow significantly. I think we're going to pull back to the 1% growth area, and that's pretty close to stall speed, so it doesn't really take much of a black swan to generate a recession coming out of that.
We're just seeing slow growth around the world, which I think is only leading the Fed to try to figure out what they can do. Obviously, they want a lower dollar, but if they have a crashing dollar, well, at least it'll be good for gold, won't it?
Well, yeah, it'll be good for gold. It'll actually, I mean, it would help all commodities to some extent will trade against the dollar. So, and anything in the commodity complex would be helped. But, you know, a weakening dollar would help the emerging market economies a lot too, because part of the double whammy those countries have been dealing with is, one, a growth slowdown, but also because the dollar was strengthening so much, in order to generate a decent gain on investment flows out of, say, China or Indonesia, one of those places, first you had to make 10-20% on a lot of the emerging markets just to get the currency translation back. And that's driven a lot of money out of those markets. And just getting that pressure easing off a little bit with a weaker dollar would actually help ease some of the imbalances that are creating problems right now. But, you know, more to the point, and closer to home for us, of course, it would be quite nice for gold. And based on the way it's trading as of today at the mid 1180s, you know, we've got three higher lows and three higher highs, and it's broken out of what I'm not a chart guy, but chart guys that I get stuff from tell me that it's broken out of a fairly significant bottoming pattern. And these guys who are not gold bugs, they're just chart analysts, think that we may actually have a at least a medium and, in fact, a long-term bottom. In other words, we may have just seen the tail end of the gold bear market in the last 2 weeks.
Now, Eric, how do you think this will play over to the gold companies, or at least resource companies? I know that you follow those very closely. Do you think that a rising gold price or maybe a falling dollar and some more interest in the commodities will entice investors to flood into the markets fairly quickly, or will it take some time?
Oh, it'll take some time. I mean, we're seeing pretty strong moves. Like most of the, you know, the GDX, GDXJ, they're moving quite strongly today, but you got to put that in context. If you look at a 3 or 4 year chart, I mean, yes, it's moving strongly for the last month, but it's coming off an absolutely horrendous bear market where everything dropped 80 or 85%. So it's got a very long way to go before it looks respectable again. That said, it's one of the few sectors that traders can look at with a straight face and say this is a very undervalued sector, and there is in fact a lot of room to move. So I think percentage wise, we could actually see some pretty impressive moves here if gold keeps going. But it's got a long, long way to go to get back to where it was 3 years ago.
Any particular companies right now that you're looking at as being possibly promising? And this is not, by the way, investment advice from Eric Coffin. This is simply his opinion.
One company I started following recently because they took over a company that I'd followed for a long time is First Majestic. I'm not a silver bug. But obviously, if gold keeps moving, silver's going to get pulled along for the ride. And their takeover of Silvercrest has actually sort of upped the gold weighting of their revenues. And unlike a lot of silver companies, they are actually a pretty pure silver producer. Not much of it's base metals or byproducts. It's pretty much all silver and gold. So they've got quite good leverage to a higher gold price. If you're feeling more comfortable about copper, and obviously the economic issues make one a little bit wary about that, although I would note that copper inventories in both London and Shanghai are coming off quite quickly, surprisingly quickly, to be honest. I'm not quite sure what to make of that. The one copper producer that I think is the best deal is Nevsun. Nevsun's got a mine in Eritrea, very high grade, very high profit. It's trading at about 421 and probably has, As of now, I would say $3.10 a share in cash backing it up, and at 5% dividend yield. So I don't see it as being a terribly high risk thing. By mining company standards, it's a pretty low risk deal.
The latest position that we took in the sector is a company called Equitas. You know the company at all?
Yeah, I'm following it quite closely. I mean, I have this kind of running list that I add companies to and drop them off of at the alert level called the Hail Mary list. And as the name implies, I'm mainly talking about exploration stocks and drill specs right there. This is stuff that you should keep an eye on. I added Equitas to that list a couple of weeks ago. I haven't started rating it yet. And what I said at the time essentially was I like the concept. I'm well aware, as we all are, of the promotional potential of the words Boise's Bay, for those who don't, but it was one of the most famous and successful area plays in junior resource history. So it's one of those names that has a huge amount of promotional potential. That said, you know, they're basically drilling geophysical targets. Those sort of surveys do generate a lot of targets, and a lot of those targets will be false positives. The only way to find out is put drill holes in it. I think it's something where if they pull a couple of holes, it could trade extremely well. They're clearly really good promoters, but since it's already gotten to 20 cents at this point, I'm going to wait for the first couple of holes, because it's pretty common with these sort of systems when you're drilling blind targets, which they are, that even if you're in the right place, you got to feel around and prospect with the drill. So, you know, I think the odds favor the first two or three holes being kind of meh, unless they really get lucky, and I want to see how the market reacts to technical successes, if you want to call it that.
As I mentioned earlier, and I'm not trying to be overly anything here when I say that Eric is a guy who really knows this industry like the back of his hand, and you got to take what this man says seriously, because he is very, very good. You stick around, Corey and I are going to be right back. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, we are talking right now with Jeff Pontius. Jeff is down at the Casey Conference in Tucson, Arizona. Last time, Corey, you and I were there, we had a great time. I remember we watched the Huskies play Stanford, just barely losing to them. We also met with Ron Paul and some other people. One of the best conferences out there, and that is obviously the reason that Jeff and Ryan are down there right now. But, you know, that's not what we're going to talk about. What we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about a new vein zone discovery that Corvus announced on October 15th. Jeff, Give us an overview, would you?
Sure, Al. Thanks. We've been following up some of the older drilling around the Yellow Jacket vein system, and we had an unexplained series of holes that weren't added into our resource. And so what we did is come back in and chase those. We had a new orientation structural zone that we're chasing that goes to the northeast, put our first hole across that, had some very good luck, announced it on Thursday morning with about 11 meters of 3.5 grams. So quite a good hit for us there, all shallow, going to be open pit. But more importantly, surrounded by 200 meters of lower grade mineralization in the half gram range. So this really looks like a new zone of mineralization. This is kind of, we've embarked on a new exploration idea out here. And so what this really is sort of the first blush of that. And we will be seeing some more drill holes in this area and looking at some of these other new northeast vein orientations. But they could add a lot of tons to the existing Yellow Jacket deposit.
Jeff, this has to be exciting for shareholders simply because I know when I was out there with some other people from our team, they were obviously impressed with the current resource, but kept on saying, you know, it'd be really nice if they could find another vein or another system out there to help expand this, because it's great to keep on expanding on the current vein, but something else needs to be out here. If they can show that it's out here, it opens up a whole different realm for the company. Can you give us a little insight on potentially how this discovery could play out compared to the current vein system that you were working on?
Yeah, I think, Corey, what we're talking about here is something that's got some big strike length. That we've got a couple scout holes we did earlier in the year that are about 500 meters to the southwest of where this intersection is. And those came back with some upper-level stockwork mineralization in the gram and a half range. So those are very encouraging. And being part of this system, it really starts to line up a zone of mineralization that could be comparable in size to what we have already at Yellow Jacket. We're also drilling some parallel vein system on just to the west of that northeast system, west of our Sierra Blanca deposit. That looks very encouraging to us. We don't have the assays back, but if we can start to nail another system out there to the west, then we're really developing multiple systems. And these things look like certainly they could be the size of Yellow Jacket. So, you know, we could be talking about multiples of Yellow Jacket here right in the area that we have the existing pit design. You know, the met's good in these areas, and so it's a great addition to what we've got now, and really starts to paint the picture of something that's going to be hopefully north of a couple million ounces recoverable out here, and that doesn't even start to touch with what we're doing in the east on looking at a whole brand new greenfields discovery out there, which we'll get to address here in the next couple weeks with the drill.
Jeff, can you give us a little bit insight on how much you guys are planning on drilling this new area?
Well, we'll be in there drilling in what we call the greater Yellow Jacket area, probably adding another 15 drill holes before we're done with this season's drilling, which will end up in the early part of December. Then we've got another program about that size that we'll be doing in the east area. Also along with that. So you can look at us being able to make this target at rhyolite, you know, give it some shape, and also just a number of other targets. And it should be pretty interesting, I think, by the time we get to doing all that work there.
Do you need to raise any more money?
Yeah, we don't really. We just did a financing back in September. That's enough cash to complete this round of drilling, and if we did nothing else, take the company through 2016. Now, if we have some success here, it's certainly going to warrant more drilling. We've gotten commitments from our big shareholders within Corvus that they would like to fund that part of the work. So it'll be more like a rights offering if we do this, if we go for another round of drilling next year and do a kind of a sequential event like we did this year. So I think we're in very good shape from a financial standpoint.
Now, Jeff, from an investor standpoint, I want to talk a little bit about the volume of the shares, because there definitely has been a very nice increase in the value of the shares just in this month alone over the past just over 2 weeks. And the volume has increased, but it's still not a huge volume per day share trading, which isn't necessarily a bad thing if you know a lot of your shareholders. And I think you do know a lot of the big shareholders, don't you?
Yeah, we have about 75% of the stock in Corvus in the hands of 12 different groups. And we talk to them on a regular basis. They're kind of our go-to core team, really, with Corvus. They're the guys that have been financing Corvus over the years, and they're very supportive of the company. And I think what we saw over the last few weeks here, where our share price has doubled, has really been one where it's a very tight stock. There's not a big float out there. And so when you see a couple hundred thousand shares of trading, it certainly has the ability to move the share price. And with the recovery of gold that we've seen over the last month or so here, I think what we really are looking at here is us coming along with gold. And what we see with these juniors, explore codes like this, is, you know, if you've got a good solid share structure, good asset base, well-managed company, you can outperform the gold market. And that's really what Corvus has been doing. And we expect to continue to do it. We have a lot of news coming as far as drill hole results. We're encouraged with what we see. And so I think we can keep building on what we've got now. And, you know, as you say, there's some volume there, but we're still only talking about 25 or 50,000 shares a day. It's not a big volume, but with a tightly held stock, that makes a big difference in share price.
So, Jeff, you know, I'd have to say that one of the things that makes this thing work is you, as president and CEO, because of your background, have really given some great direction to this company. You know, it really is, in a market that has had very little interest in the junior sector, you guys have really done very well. And the reason you've done very well is because you made sure you have plenty of cash in the till, number one, and you also made sure you never had a lag in the work. And obviously that has led to some very positive results. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, I am a shareholder in Corvus and have been for quite some time now. Don't consider this as being investment advice, because it's not. Corey and I like the company a lot.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. supernatural silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself right now are joined by who I think is a very important guest, George Jarrow. He is the Vice President of Global Futures at RBC Capital Markets. George, I want to mostly focus on gold this segment simply because we have seen a nice move in gold throughout this week. First off, let's cover some of the fundamental factors. We will get into some of the technical factors because I find those very important as to some of the resistance levels that we have broken, but some of the fundamental factors that are sticking out in your mind, can you please share those with us?
Yes, of course, and thank you for having me. I appreciate this very much. Let's start with what's happened recently, because I think everyone is probably up to date on what's been going on for the last week or two when we've had an up move in gold as various Fed speakers have been coming on the scene, and mostly, with the exception of Chair Yellen, have been slow to adopt a rate hike for the current term of the current time of the Fed, and have been pushing it forward. And they have been kicking the can down the road because we've had economic turbulence all over the globe, from China all the way to the Eurozone. So with lesser demand and with these economic turbulences, the Fed has decided to hold off on the immediate rate hikes. And so interest rates have continued weak, which have weakened the dollar, which have lowered the demand for many metals. But on the other hand, now we've got more economic figures that came today. We've had the Atlanta Fed lowering the economic outlook for next year, the GDP, to under 1%. And more importantly, today's jobless claims have been the lowest in many, many years. Now, what does that mean? That means that there's still some speculation, again, that there is weakness in the economy offset by very good jobs. And so perhaps December is still on the table for the Fed, but most investors now think there's only a 40% chance of a rate hike in December. The Fed will not want to be the Grinch that stole Christmas, and now they're thinking about next March of 06.
You made a comment about the economic situation in the Far East, the economic situation in the Eurozone, et cetera, et cetera. How much impact, if any, do you think the geopolitical turmoil, that, quite frankly, I think is very serious in the Middle East, what with Russia really taking the major role over there, what kind of impact do you think that's having on gold and silver?
Well, it's having a positive impact, but on the other hand, we aren't as attuned in many areas of the country as we should be to those developments, and so we are looking at politics locally, which means the November 7th deadline for the budget talks is looming on the horizon. That, I think, is more important than the cable programs of debates or non-debates.
You obviously aren't in the business of selling advertising in terms of ad spots on the cable news networks, which I think are absolutely despicable at this point in time.
Well, you see, no. I disagree, because you have to understand that they're in the business of selling fear. We're in the business of selling hope.
I could not agree more with that one. Mr. Fleck, what do you think about all this?
Well, I think, George is spot on with the whole aspect of traders thinking that there was going to be a rate hike, or at least pricing in some sort of a rate hike for the U.S. dollar, which was weighing down on gold. Now it seems like traders are discounting a rate hike even through the end of this year. I personally think that the Fed should have raised rates last month, because now I don't think there's any way that they can raise rates throughout the end of this year, and that is pulling down the dollar, which is obviously providing support for gold. That being said, I do want to switch over to some of the technical sides of gold here, George, because I find those very curious. This week, we did break the 200-day moving average and held above it, and we also broke the 50-week moving average in gold. These are a couple technical aspects to the gold market that we haven't seen these positive flashing lights for quite some time. I know that you follow these. You also follow open interest. Can you cover some of these for us, please?
Yes. Well, the reason I follow open interest, for 35 years, I was a floor trader, trading these things daily, and I've gotten used to it. So I can tell you that open interest, which is the total of unfulfilled contracts, long and short, in gold, have gone from 410,000 the first week of September to 451,702 contracts as of right now. And that's a very good increase. And we've always said in our business of trading from the floor that if you have higher open interest, higher volume, higher closes, higher moving averages, then, of course, those are the elements of the beginning of a bullish market. And so some of the bears that have been in the woods have been flushed out. The gold market now is within hailing distance of that 1,200 area, which we look for year-end. I was at the IPMI, International Precious Metals Institute, annual meeting this summer, and we took a poll, and the average price, and we had 550 delegates from 24 countries. Many of those delegates said to me an average of 1,232 would be the gold price for year-end, and I agreed with them. So we're on that way, on the way to possibly seeing that with the rollover coming in December to the February 06 contract. And recently, we'll talk about the backwardation that just took place in the October expiration of the gold futures contract for December, which was a prompt delivery need of bars being priced higher than the next trading month, called a backwardation, which we haven't seen in many years.
You know, and we were on record saying that down around 1100 or 1105 an ounce was a great time to start accumulating. Well, we are on our way, as you said, within hailing distance of 1200 right now. And if that, in fact, does transpire sooner rather than later, I mean, we're not even in November yet. So if that does transpire sooner rather than later, I would say that very possibly that 1232 number may very well be a little bit on the pessimistic side. But I would want to wait a couple, 3 weeks before I would make that comment. What do you think? Do you think that's maybe being a little pessimistic?
Well, I'm looking at the option open interest. Now, we have options trading on the gold and other metals futures on the COMEX. And just, by the way, I have to tell you that I'm on the board of the COMEX. And so I'm a daily observer of these figures. And the options have grown. And we now have 1,630,000 options open, of which some will be coming due for the December gold contract in November. And there are a lot of 1,200 at 1,210, 20, 1,230 calls that could be exercised to become futures contracts at that time if they're in the money. And we also have a lot of puts at 1,100 and 1,080 that were almost exercised the last time but never got to be exercised and were abandoned. So now that's going to be a very interesting development if we do close well over 1,200.
George, always great comments, always great to hear from you. We definitely will be having you back on the show again soon. Thanks for all your daily emails that you give to us. And everybody, please stick around. We are going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
The weekend edition with, I would say, one of my favorite guests, a good friend of mine and a good friend of Corey's, Axel Merck. I met Axel a number of years ago when we were both working the various conferences, financial conferences around the United States. He quickly became a favorite guest on our show. Very, very bright guy. We're going to talk a little bit about precious metals right now with Axel, although we're going to start from a human interest standpoint. So you know a little bit more about this very capable individual. I want to talk a little bit about your background, Axel. You know, you were born in Germany, spent a whole lot of time in Switzerland, have lived in Austria, have lived in London. Now you have Merck Investments, which is located on the peninsula just south of San Francisco. You've got an incredibly successful company. I would like to know, how did you get to this point exactly? Let's start out with why you're in huge interest in the financial markets. How did that start?
Well, it started, I guess, a few days after I was born. My dad, who passed away last year, was in that business. And so over the dinner table, was based in Europe, so the business news was on the dinner table. I was a young man when the October 87 crash happened, and I received some phone calls. That was a great day, by the way, as far as my dad's business is concerned, because it was short the markets that day. But through that, I got to hear about the markets from the very beginning. And then on top of that, I've always had a very analytical mind. And I define an analytical mind a bit in questioning everything. And as you know, I always, not always, but I often don't like the trends in the market. I always try to find a reason why the trend is not going to continue. And I really started my career on that. I actually started managing some friends' money in college. And so I've been always in this business. I never really worked for anybody else other than summer jobs. And so in college, I looked at the financial markets both from an economic point of view. I have an undergraduate degree in economics, but also from an analytical point of view. I have both an undergraduate and a master's degree in computer science. I actually went on to a PhD program that I don't put on my resume because I dropped out of my PhD to start the business. And one of the reasons I dropped out of the PhD program, or the key reason, is that when you read academic papers in finance, they always simplify the boundary conditions. This was long before black swans were popular, and I could never agree to that. And unless you're a genius, you better move on and try to be judged by your peers when you tell them everything they write is junk.
Axel, talking about some of the trends in the market right now, I find this year to have been very interesting so far. Obviously, the U.S. markets had been rising for a number of years, but this year they seem to have topped out, at least throughout 2015. And for at least some short-term trends, the U.S. dollar seems to be moving down, and gold over the past, let's say, about 12 weeks has shown a bit more of an uptrend than we had seen, I would say, for quite some time. Out of all these trends, which ones are you following? And as you said, which ones do you have the most reasons to discount?
Well, the big theme that I've been talking about of late is that what central banks have achieved is they have what I say compressed risk premia. Now, that sounds very technical, but what it means is they have fostered complacency that nothing appears risky anymore, or at least it didn't until the summer. You see that in junk bonds not yielding anything. You see that in volatility in the stock market being low, at least it was until the summer. Now, as of the summer, we published a piece in early August before the volatility surge. We said we have an important turning point, and one of the reasons for that turning point was that the Federal Reserve wanted to, in earnest, start on its exit. Now, clearly, they haven't done that, and they may never do it successfully, but the perception has changed. And as the perception changes that the Fed really, really wants to raise rates, fear is coming back into the market. That means risk premium rising again, and that translates everything else being equal to lower asset prices as volatility is served in. And so that's really the major theme there. That's one of the reasons the markets are struggling. Now, obviously, the Federal Reserve has been backpedaling since then. As far as gold is concerned, yes, indeed, gold has been doing reasonably well in this environment. Gold historically has always had a low correlation to the equity market. That doesn't mean it's never moving in tandem with the equity markets, but over medium term, it's not correlated, so that speaks for gold. But importantly, with the Federal Reserve's what I consider to be a promise to be behind the curve, meaning when they say that they're going to keep rates low even as inflation and growth goes back to normal, I happen to believe that real interest rates, meaning interest rates and net of inflation, will continue to be very low to negative, which is ultimately, I think, what drives the price of gold, because the price of gold doesn't pay any interest, but at least it's a brick that doesn't change, whereas if you don't get compensated for holding cash, or cash value is eroding relative to the price of gold. So that's why we like gold. That's why we don't like equities right now. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the Fed is trying to untangle itself from the mess it has created.
Now, looking at the gold market here, Axel, there are a couple technical factors that we have touched on a number of the prior segments of this show, that being breaking the 50-week moving average and the 200-day moving average, also establishing some sort of an uptrend, but then also a couple fundamental factors that people are saying traders are simply discounting any sort of a Fed rate hike, and that is why we are seeing the U.S. dollar move down. Which out of these, or something else, do you think is one of the biggest players in the gold market right now?
Well, they're all drivers. The question is how long-term investor you are. As a long-term investor, I like to look at the fundamentals, and indeed, I think the market has gotten way ahead of itself with suggesting that everything is great in the U.S., rates in the U.S. are going to go through the roof, and rates in the rest of the world are going to go to far below zero. And as we kind of coming away from these extremes with the Federal Reserve not tightening as aggressively as people thought, and by the way, I do think some folks in Europe will have to do a U-turn as inflationary pressures will rise there. Mind you, the Europeans look at headline inflation more so than we do in the U.S. So as energy prices are flattening out, so to speak, the year-over-year comparisons are not going to look so negative anymore. Some central banks, especially the Scandinavians, might need to reverse course. And so there are some of the fundamental drivers here. On the technical side, yes, indeed, that does have a lot to do with it, because a lot of people are standing on the sidelines, and then when you have things like gold breaking through the 200-day moving average on the upside, some people may jump on board. If anything, though, those short-term indicators I consider more of a negative. Going back to my contrarian point of view, usually when people jump on board, I lighten up. Now, it's a little too early maybe to lighten up from that point of view, but still, I have been adding to my gold position for an extended period, And at this stage, I enjoy the ride rather than saying, hey, because gold is up, I have to buy. I like gold at a low price, and that's why when it moves higher, I'm a tad more reluctant. Having said that, I do think gold will be substantially higher in the years to come.
Now, Axel, in terms of your rationale for purchasing gold, let me tell you, my rationale for purchasing precious metals, be it gold or silver, is very, very long term. I really believe it as, simplistically speaking, a great insurance policy. I would have to assume that the business that you're in, that you are in, you probably do more trading. Is that correct?
Well, I don't. I mean, if you talk about insurance, many people say, "Oh, hold a few percentage points in gold." I personally hold substantially more than a few percentage points in gold. I actually, in my personal portfolio, short the S&P. So talk about a non-traditional portfolio, and that obviously is more of a short-term position. Short-term, as in 18 months or so for me. As far as the long-term view on gold, I just don't see how we can have positive real interest rates in the United States, in Europe, or Japan for an extended period or in a decade from now. So that is why I hold gold. I look at equity markets as being overvalued. I look at the bond market as being overvalued. And then I say, well, where else do I put my money? And I encourage investors to do what Bernanke said, is have a toolbox. He had his toolbox. Well, investors need to have a toolbox. Gold happens to be an easy-to-understand tool. Other tools to look at, I think, are more sophisticated strategies that are not correlated with the equity markets. But then you go into the long-short strategies that most individual investors just cannot implement easily. And that's why gold is something very nice to look at.
Well, and that I would agree with, Axel. And I also think that gold has a spot in everybody's portfolio. And then when you are trying to make possibly some extra money in your investments, you do need to look at those undervalued assets. And looking at any sort of long-term chart or even mid-term chart, you can see that gold looks very undervalued. And I think we all agree on that, considering the low interest rates and amount of money printing that has been happening. Axel, we always enjoy chatting with you. We hope everybody out there enjoyed this week's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.